feeling, you have no idea. And I keep getting, like, caught up in things, and then I forget about the real world, so.
Real world, there you go.
Congratulations to you and your family on your son's acceptance. Man, that's awesome.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and he was so nervous about the engineering department because it's so competitive.
Yeah, it is.
But he got it, no problem.
Good.
Oh, that's great.
So excited.
That's great.
That's good. All right, we're all here.
We do have one.
Tammy Alvarez, Barbara Morris,
Jeannie Lively, Nancy Mackey,
Bill Kennison,
and Joycelyn Miller. Good. We don't have anyone for public forum today. Barbara sent us from the minutes from the last meeting 3 weeks ago, right? Well, it's pretty close. Mm-hmm. And I've looked them over because everybody looked to see. I didn't see anything that was. Look again, everybody.
If you do find anything later when you're looking over it, just let me know. I'll make the corrections. I know I shouldn't be last on that, so I apologize.
All right. Motion to accept the minutes.
I move that we accept the minutes.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Acclamation, that's everyone. Okay, Nancy, your treasurer's report.
Okay. Our balance sheet as of the November, end of November statement was $175,852. Our current checking account balance is $215,219.98. Ooh, that cut off that thing there. Text pool, I did send $2,500 there. I'm sorry, I don't know how that got cut off. And our December taxes that we received were $50,328.09.
Amen.
Which was a 23.21% increase over December last year. That was a $40,845. And let's see, our cumulative taxes received in the fiscal year, which we've got 4 months so far received, is 202,703.06, and that is about. It should be where we are in the year. It should be at least 33% of our budget, but it's 43.65% of our budget, which was $464,400. So we're 10% over where we should be on our tax receipts. Our expenses total year to date so far $122,281. Our budgeted expenses year to date were $111,265. We're over budget by $11,015.61, and the bulk of that is due to the earnest money and option fee, the $10,200 that we had not budgeted. So to date, we have spent 29.16% of our budget, which is $419,371. And at 3 months in, we should be at 25%, but we're just a little over that. Where'd the rest of the page go?
Turn it over. From the back.
Oh.
Sorry.
What happened here? Okay, text pool. We now have $164,449.89 is our balance there. And our other CDs are a little over $50,000 each for a total investment of $267,749. On our property investment, we have the duplex that we closed on in November. Rental income for December was $1,920. Year-to-date rental income, last month's prorated amount plus this month, is $3,200. Rental expenses for December were $368.26. And year-to-date rental expenses are $430.76. We still have security deposits of $1,920 and pet deposits of $1,000. Those expenses do not include the $1,007.09 in taxes we paid through closing.
That we need to get back still.
Yes.
I don't suppose we've made application for that. We probably
need to think about
doing that and getting that started and hoping that they will come through. Who knows? We were talking about the mail not being on time or not getting there at all, all sorts of things. So nothing moves quickly anymore, I don't think.
Any questions on the?
The rental expenses are the
management fee.
Yes.
And there was some yard work included here.
Okay. Okay.
Good. Tree trimming, I think, is what it was.
Okay. Are there any questions, Nancy? No one? All right. We will accept that subject.
We continue to see a rise in circulation and both physical and electronic materials. We had a raise in our new patrons of 110% mm-hmm. in November. Computer users, that number's going up. Our website users and the number of sessions, that has gone up. And ILL is just kind of staying kind of where it is, mm-hmm. up and down around that 6 to 5 to 8 usually. We added 90 books for the adult collection, 20 magazines, 5 DVDs, 33 young adult books, 1 young adult DVD, and 115 children's books. There was a decline in November activities and from last month as far as, well, first of all, the number, because we were closed a couple of days, but also the number of people who are attending. November, December, it's mm-hmm. never, mm-hmm. it goes down a little bit.
I see.
But I do have the attendance sheet in there if you want to look at that. The teen numbers seem to be holding, and I always hate to say that because I'm afraid I'll jinx it somehow. but I mean, they're not wildly really, really high, but they're higher than they are average for us, normally for us. Our highest attendance was for the Super Smash Brothers Teen Hangout, and that's a video game. And they just stayed in here and played a video game. And our to-go bags are very popular. We have to-go bags that have a craft or sometimes a little experiment or something for all ages. Children, teens, and adults.
And she's going to continue doing that even if we're not, like, I think those were for COVID. But
they were, but they're so popular and people were requesting them. So we will, but we aren't, you know, for a while we were doing like every week we would have one. Well, we're not going to do that. It'll be like once a month. And once they're gone, they're gone. Because the other thing that was happening is people would come in and just sweep them all up and they would like go in to make some more. They're making so many once a month and that's it. But they're still pretty much, there's always a couple left maybe, but they're pretty popular.
Good.
Yeah. For January, we do have some new things happening. We have a group that was requested by parents. It's called Music Munchkins. Mm-hmm. they wanted, part of story time is they play music and they sing, and they'll give them scarves or things, and they'll dance around and be silly or play games. And the parents requested that they do some music, actual just music things. Mm-hmm. So they're experimenting with this. They're going to do two in January, the 11th and the 25th. They're also experimenting with a kids book club. Mm-hmm. That is for children in the third and fourth grade.
Okay, that's a good age.
Yes. And they're just going to see, it's an experiment on Julie's part. She's going to lead it. She just wants to see how it goes. But people were talking about that. It would be fun. Mr. Scherner, Wayne Scherner, who was here a couple of months ago about vegetables from the extension, the county, he's going to be here. Oh, I didn't put the date. I'm sorry. I believe it's the Saturday, which is, I think, the 16th. I have to go. I'll look that up for you, Barbara. I just missed putting that day in.
First, 7, 14.
I think it's 15.
21. Well, January?
January.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, there, he's going to do a class on seed starting.
Maybe 15.
I believe that's right. I'm going to double check for you, Barbara. He, if you sign up for it, and people seem to be interested in it, so we're going to, you know, bring him back, because he was very popular when he was here before. The teens are going to be doing a glass painting. They like doing little crafts, so we're going to do that. The new thing is Joy of Chocolate. Now, this is the new version of Death by Chocolate. And they decided to do it in the January-February time frame because there's not a whole lot going on. And so this is the friends. Alice Cooper, I don't know if any of you know Alice, but she is the one running it.
The therapist.
Yeah, physical therapist, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's running it, and I think she's going to bring the sign-in things at the beginning of, or at the end of December, beginning of January. So that is now Death by Chocolate. And they decided to do it in January because this last fall couldn't really do anything like that. So that they didn't feel comfortable doing it. So
we're starting our book club again.
We put
it on hold for a while. We were having too many.
Yeah, on January 10th, I believe.
Yes, and we have 7.
What's the name of the book that you're
going to catch? It's Dear Edward. Here's the book right there. You can pick it up. She's got it ready.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I need to pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, thank you. No, I forgot to say that. okay, so that's what's coming up in January. The election. Today was the deadline to post the notice that you could file for the election, file for a place on the ballot. The filing date starts January 19th and runs through February 18th. There's two places, and that is Bill and Nancy. It's your places that are up for election. Everything's ready to go. Have the folder ready, have the forms ready. So we've posted it on our front door, and we posted it on the website. I actually did it last week because today was such a busy day. And anyway, just so you know, it's coming. and it is May 7th. A Hancher grant update. We purchased 14 laptops and 8 desktop computers. The desktops have been installed, and they're available to the public. We have to complete some software configurations on them. We were able to get Microsoft Office, that's Word, Excel, all those things, through TechSoup, and we've now gotten the license, and so we're just going to get them installed. They are set up for people to get online. They can print right now. They just can't use Office because we don't have it yet, but we'll have it this week.
And who does that work?
Heart of Texas did the installation.
They come in and do it.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And then they have access to the computers. They can monitor them. Mm-hmm. And when it's time, they can go in and install the program.
Wonderful.
for us, yeah. And we got the through TechSoup, Office through TechSoup. It was a real good deal that we got with them. We do have the laptops. We are going to be setting them up as well. Heart of Texas will help us with that setup as well. There's more to come. I'll keep you updated as we go. I think we have around $8,000 left that we haven't. You know, we're going to wait till those are completely installed, then we're going to go to the next thing. Because I thought we were going to have to pay more for Office, but through TechSoup, we paid less. And so I think, you know, we've got more to come, but we want to get these up and installed. All of the computers are working now.
And what would you like to do with the $8,000 or $9,000?
Well, we have, there's so many things on the list. One of the things I would like to do is replace our server because it's old and it's getting really full, you know. But there's other people would like to buy, you know, get some other things. We just need to look at, like right now the server and in the technology plan I put us at, as replacing it next fiscal year.
How much do they run?
They can be like $8,000, $9,000,
okay, so
at least.
Aside.
Yeah, and we could get one through TechSoup, but it would be probably refurbished. And I'm also want to look at cloud, maybe having something in the cloud, which means we don't have to have a piece of equipment here. But there are security concerns with that. We're also looking at getting all of our except one hotspots are just out of commission. You know, the companies that ran them don't do that anymore, and or they're lost or whatever. And it's been a long time. So we're thinking about maybe going to Mobile Beacon again, which is another grant program that works with, I'm not sure who they work with now, maybe T-Mobile, I'm not sure. But you can get hotspots through that so that maybe people could check those out to use, you know, outside for something.
I was impressed with the number of website, just the website user.
Yeah.
The 459 in comparison to
309.
And last year, people were at home more. You would think that they would have used it even more. So people are, well, we have a lot of new people.
We do.
I think that's part
of it. And they're looking, and we have the calendar there, which has everything that's coming up, and just general information that they want to know. So we'll see what happens with that extra, because we're all, Julie and I are talking about it. So December 24th and 25th, next Friday, Saturday, we're closed for the Christmas holidays. And we're also closed Saturday, January 1st. We're looking, if you don't mind, we're thinking about maybe if we could possibly close a little bit early on the 31st. Like, you know, 2 or 3 or something. But we're going to see how busy it is that day.
Probably won't be too busy, but
it usually is very, 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 really quiet that day. So, and that's my report.
Lots of good things going on. I'm very impressed.
Buzzy.
With all the new
lots
things
yeah.
that are coming out. The one thing that I still would like to see us start scheduling are the family,
Family place.
Place. Why can't I not think of that word?
Well, the family music, music munchkins part of that.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Because part of what they do with family places, their family work. We do need. We need to have the actual workshops.
Right. The workshops.
But like one of them is music. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're trying to get in to get that going too. So yeah, spring would be a good time.
Well, it's time for the performance review of our director. And you have her information, the end of the year review, and I trust you've all read it. Has everybody been able to read what she's accomplished this year? What the library's accomplished through her and so forth. I was impressed with the number of things that we've gotten done despite the problems that we've still had with the COVID, but we've gotten a lot done. Are there some things on this that you would like to talk about?
On the first page, goal one, one of the things that happened this fall is the staff had questions, a lot of questions about privacy of information, you know, with the things that were happening in the news. They sat down and we started talking about it. And so we had a set meeting where we talked about this. You know, they are trained and they do know our rules about who can get a card on their own and who cannot. They are trained on library privacy of the information and all that. So I went over that with them again. I double-checked with TLA and ALA just to make sure nothing had changed that I didn't know about. The same law is in effect. There's a Texas state law that protects people's, you know, right to privacy unless someone comes in with, like, a warrant. You know, it's the right, you know, whatever you check out, your private information is not subject to an open records request, that kind of thing. So we reviewed all of that, and we reviewed the procedures, and we went into more details. So, like, say someone didn't like a book we had and they wanted to challenge, you know, a material challenge, went through the process with that, showed them the form, we just talked about how that worked and how to interact with people. If there's a First Amendment audit, basically, if someone comes in with the camera, and we had addressed that a while ago. I don't know if you remember, but we changed the rules in the patron behavior rules that no one could film another patron. Mm-hmm. We left ourselves out. Another patron unless they had that patron's permission. And that is stated in our policy, which is posted in our library.
So you can't just come in.
They can't just come in, yeah. So we talked about that and, you know, how to handle that. They just had some general questions and what do I do if? So we had a specific training about that. So I just wanted to talk about that. That had come up in response to just the environment, you know, that was there at that time.
What is intellectual freedom?
That you can read what you want to read.
Okay.
In terms of the library,
okay.
It's, you know, a library little quip is to everyone there a book for everyone and to everyone their book, which means you might like to read this, but Emmy doesn't like to read that. She would rather read something different, and that's a very general way of saying it. And so we will not restrict what people can read.
So if a 10-year-old wants to take out an adult book, you leave it up to the parents to determine whether or not...
The rule is anyone under 14, the parent has to sign up for them.
Okay.
And we link the accounts.
Okay.
Now, if they're 14 or older, they can get their own. And then that information would be private.
Okay. Even, you know, to the parents?
Even to the parents. But it's the 14-year-olds, we give them the choice. Some 14-year-olds will say, yeah, link them together.
Now, what if a 14-year-old, the library wouldn't have a book on weapons and,
yeah,
you know, how some...
Yeah, we would, but if... Well, I mean...
Well, yeah, you wouldn't have that book. They can't check it out because it's not here.
We're not going to... Yeah, but...
Well,
yeah. Well, the thing is, there's going to be books that you might not feel comfortable with, right? But someone else would feel comfortable with it.
Sure.
And if they check it out, they have the right to read it. And That's sort of how it operates. Is that?
It's not as much of a problem in a small library usually,
yeah,
as it is in a large library where the population is even more diverse, mm-hmm, than ours. And if we've got a policy in place that's working, have we had any? We've not had anything. Sometimes problems come up in ILL, in interlibrary loan, and somebody wants to borrow a book that we don't have that may be. But that's also,
yeah,
considered in this.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there are books we don't have that are available to people,
yeah, right,
in our library,
mm-hmm,
even if we don't have the book. They can.
But we could not stop them.
No.
From ordering.
No.
Through IAL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And the other library may or may not have it. You know,
just
it's not
off,
like we,
yeah,
insist that they, mm-hmm, do it, because that doesn't always.
Yeah. And it is. It's an area where we. It feels a little scary sometimes, you know.
Keep reading in the paper, you know.
Yeah.
Some kid just shot, 15.
Right.
What were they reading before or looking at?
Yeah.
You know, and if you have a chance to do something and you don't, you would, you really feel.
Yeah. And
but
there's so much online, mm-hmm, that probably that person is doing it
well,
in private,
and he's
bedroom.
And we need to think about it. We need to think about, do we want that?
If it comes up here. I mean, we're,
yeah,
we're not a research library. We're not,
right,
science loaded, or, we're,
right, yeah,
we're a fun library.
But, yeah, and we've talked about that. We've talked about, there's different issues. We have to follow the law, what the law says. It's for me, as you can tell, as I think about it, I'm like, yeah, but what about, but as a library, that's sort of what our policy is.
And you do have to take each case.
Uh-huh.
It's not as if, I'm not saying you are prejudice against a certain person or group, but there are circumstances. If a person that you thought was going to harm someone in the library,
right? See, that then becomes a security issue.
Yeah, that's,
and that's a different,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, way different.
Yeah.
How about homeless people? Do they ever come?
Yes, we've got one.
We have one who's been coming in frequently. He doesn't cause any problems. There's no, he comes in and reads the paper for a while. He might use the computer.
This
and
is
then
not
he'll
the
leave.
Guy that helped us at Bookends, is it?
No. No, that was some mental illness with that man,
yeah,
I think. But, that was kind of strange.
Thought we didn't have the books organized properly.
And he came in and started to read, yeah. But then he left he even left a lot of his personal possessions behind, which, so they come through. They don't stay long because there's nothing here. There's nothing here for them.
They're books.
As far as services in town.
Right.
The majority of times when they've come in, they're on their way, either,
yeah,
to Temple or Austin. And, we're right on the highway.
Yeah. Temple's library is like a shelter for them, right?
Yeah, they're right next to a shelter. And sometimes in the past, we haven't had it with the people in the police department now, but in the past, we were able to call the police them, and they said, we have a gentleman. One man just asked us, I'm trying to get to Austin. Mm-hmm. And we called them, and they said, sure. And they gave them, I think, down to Gerald. And then Gerald, that's where the county line is. And then Gerald took them to the next point, And that's happened. I think it's happened twice. Not with this current department, so I haven't tried that with them. But generally, they'll come in and they might be around for a while, but then they're
in between.
Yeah.
Place,
one man was calling. He had a phone, and he was getting in touch with, you know, he had his own phone. And he's like, I just need, it was real cold, and I just need a warm place. I just need to call my family. Is it okay? And sure, you know, and he called them.
He didn't need to charge up? How did he manage that part? Always losing.
They find, like, we have outlets, so he could plug it in and charge it. So it doesn't happen a whole lot. It's not like Temple, like she said, there's a lot of people there. Or Austin will happen, but not so much. And like I said, the one gentleman, he'll come in for a little bit, and then we won't see him for a while. But he's always real nice and polite. So they're welcome as long as they are respectful and follow the rules.
And just don't disturb other people.
Yeah, and most of them, they usually don't.
I had one time back in Copper's Cove who was panhandling all the people, asking for money from all of the people in the library. And we had to ask him to leave,
yeah.
Because...
Did you take the money?
Well, I don't think anybody gave him any, but he was sure trying hard.
The closest I've gotten to that is someone he was sleeping. And I, you know, you can't sleep in the library. So I had to tell him, I'm really sorry, you know, you can't sleep. And as far as I know, you know, he could have been fooling me, but I kept an eye on him, and he didn't, the rest of the time he was there, he wasn't sleeping. So that's as close as I've gotten to having to talk to someone. Because, you know, the rules say no sleeping. I've had to do that with teenagers, so it's not like...
They sleep anywhere.
You know, you find them just like this, and you're like, hey, sorry, you got to wake up. So, anyway. The other thing is, under offer programs aimed at broadening the appeal of the library, second page, Julie and I, we were trying to do all this stuff, and it was becoming too much work for Julie and April. And there was, like, we want to do this, we want to do that, and then if one of them, this was in the spring, and think, you know, it was still, numbers still kind of high, and if someone got sick, then we had to figure out how to cover for it. It was crazy. So we sat down, and we kind of came up with these guidelines where we have our regularly scheduled programs, like the book clubs, or the adult crafts, or adult teen writing club, whatever. They kind of run on their own. You know, we work with them, but we don't have to do it. You know, we took the craft bags to just once a month, and just so many that we do. And then that way we have regularly scheduled things, and they can run. We still have to work on them, but it's not such a high level as it was then. But then we could do one to two extra things that month. I prefer one, just one extra thing, but Julie's like, well, let's do two. So we just said one to two for each age group. And it would be a one-time thing that could be like more labor intensive, but it would be that one time. And they wouldn't have to go every month and do that same amount of work. And so that was things like in October, the pumpkin decorating, I think, was it October, when we had the Red Hot Chili Pepper contest. That was a one-time thing. So that's something.
They never happen again.
Well, I don't know. People kind of had fun, so we'll see. But that's something that is in that we do now in our planning for programming, so that we can make sure that what we're doing is done well. Yes, it's it was a terrarium with zombies and stuff.
Okay.
Not terrarium.
So it was a terrarium. Yeah, that's what they call
it. It looks like terror in the beginning.
Yeah,
here.
Well, if you look at them, they had graveyards and skeletons. And it was, terrarium. And so that's, you know, that's where pie making, bow making this month and last month. And
that, I think that's wise, though. I mean, you can get overwhelmed trying to do every exciting idea you come up with, and it's just not feasible.
And it was too much. It was just too much. And I said, no, we can't. No, we can't do that anymore. We've got to have a little more control.
Well, and there's many, many more months. It's not as if you're leaving. You can do it at another time. It's not as if you don't do it at all.
Right. Do it. And it gives us room, you know, like if something is going, if we know, like your book club might take a break in the summer. I'm just choosing, you know, July and August, you take a break. Well, maybe we could do something a little special then. You know, to cover that time. But it just gives us a little more control. And I really insisted that we do that because it was just becoming too much. And people, when they got sick, we were having to race in to figure out how they were going to do what they were going to do. And that was the second thing I did. I don't think I put it in here. Someone else had to know
what to do.
Where everything that was and what to do.
Like a sub.
Yeah, like a sub. We had to have it. So, like, I did story time one day.
Good.
You know, April was sick. Well, she had books here, blah, 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 you know, and I got it, and we went in and did story time. Not as good as Miss April, I'm afraid, but we had story time. So
the kids didn't know.
And, you know, I just don't want anything to be haphazardly, now it's on, now it's not. Now it's...
Yep.
That just... Is that so? That's something. Technology plan is in the third revision because I wanted to get up to date with these new computers installed. So it will be ready in January. It's here, and. You know, Julie's had her input on it. If, you know, any of you want to read it and give me your input, here it is. I can make copies. I'd be glad to. The thing in here that is a little bit different, you're not going to have it because it's 11 pages.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if you wanted 11 more pages. I'll be glad to make copy for anyone. But the thing that can change is the... this table that has the inventory of everything we have. That's a little, I'm not sure, I want to make sure I have the right information about what is what. So anyway, like I said, here it is. If anybody would like to get a copy, I'll be glad to make you one. Yeah, sure, yeah, go ahead. Those are the three things that I thought of.
Does anyone have a question?
I have a comment on the service charge for the documents. That's smart to say 20 sheets, fine.
Yeah.
But after that...
Right. And
I don't know how many times you know you have to...
Well, there's really, you know, as it is, everyone does it and they're just fine. I mean, everyone copies and they have 5 or 6 or 7, whatever, and it's fine. But we did have that one person. And...
That's a lot of pages.
That's a lot, and that's a lot of ink.
Yeah.
And ink is not cheap.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's the most expensive part.
So, and so far, no one's really, you know, pushed back on it. I haven't had to tell anyone.
But at least it's in here.
It's in here.
And everybody knows that.
Yeah.
To charge them after the 20th.
They do. And we were able to get, like I said, EnvisionWare showed us how we could set it up to where it will stop it at 20 pages. And then whoever's at the front desk can go, okay, 20 pages now. If you'd like to print more, we would request a donation to the Friends of the Library.
Rather than per page.
Then, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And people will.
And they will.
Yeah.
And generally people will donate way more. That's what we found. The person that was like maxing us out, she would do just a few cents when she would have printed so much paper. So this way,
was it personal or business?
She was for it was school things, and she was doing PowerPoints, and they were color slides.
Oh my goodness!
And so they tried to work with her and said, "Well, would you mind? You know, you could take PowerPoint and put them like up to six or eight on a page." No, I need to have the full slide for each one, and that was a lot. So we just put this in. That way, it goes as a donation to the Friends,
And
is she still using the printer?
I haven't seen her since the holidays hit. She's got a family, and they said the last time she came in that she was under 20 pages.
Okay.
So I think I had to personally talk with her.
She's aware.
She's aware, because I had to pull her aside and say, you know, this is really maxing us out, and I was basically saying, you need to pay for this.
Yeah.
You know? And but she's like, oh, well, I was planning on doing it. And then I saw someone behind her kind of roll their eyes. So apparently she hadn't in the past. I was made aware of it a little bit later, you know.
Well,
but anyway.
There are always people who will take advantage generosity, no matter where.
Well, and I understand. It's like a medical program, and she needs to be able to really see things and all, and I get that. But that was just going past the limits of what we could do.
Yeah.
So thank you. I forgot my put that. Yeah.
Do you allow people to bring thumb drives and
yes.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Okay.
And people
you don't know what's on those thumb drives, do you?
No. When they put them in, now our rules say no porn and all that, and it's posted where they can see it, and we can see the computers. So if we see anything coming up that doesn't look right, we
I'm
say
I'm not
something.
So worried about porn.
Virus.
I'm more worried about viruses and malware and stuff like that.
Well, and we have software on the computers that, you know, can detect that and shut that down.
Okay.
Yeah. That's. But you're right, and that's the point. And the other thing we have to watch out for is key loggers, which just look like a thumb drive, but they can put it in, like, behind the computer. Yeah. And then they can log, you come and type in your password, and it'll record it. And then they can come back and get it. So we have to watch out for that. That goes into the security issue. So
I think I'm behind.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a continually changing world.
It is continually changing. Right, anything else on? Well, I guess we'll go into some executive session. There you go. Thank you.
We're going to executive session.
And who will second that?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.